Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We've got a powerhouse lineup for you today. You know, so let me just start out by saying this. Life, according to your plan, may or may not be what you thought it was going to be this time of the year. Now, for somebody like me, because I don't have just one plan, I have like this switch. But this is in my personal life. I'm over here and I'm like, oh, that plant, that is looking like crap right there. Oh, well, okay, let me flip the switch and I'm going to come over here until I can figure out how to do this, right? Some people say it's because I've got four planets in Sagittarius that, of course, I would have anywhere from 3 to 5 different plans operating in my mind at one time. But even with the best laid plans, I don't think you could have told me that we would be going through a time of uncertainty, difficulty, and be asking ourselves, am I going to get through it? Now, I want to tell you this. David Essel joining me here today as my very special guest. And of course, I'm not surprised that he has decided to take on this topic and do something about it. Because it's one thing to be talking about things and another thing to be talking about them and then doing things in support of others. But I've known David for a while. And I'll tell you this, what I know about him is that this is what he is about. So whether you're having financial trouble or you're having relationship trouble or you're having some kind of hiccup in your career or you're thinking, OMG, I am not going to be getting that extra $600 unemployment, and here I am. Or if you are like us in the Pacific Northwest and you're watching the food in food banks, foods for infants dwindle, you have to ask yourself, how am I going to pull myself up from this one? But David, somebody I've known for a long time, he has taken this journey with me. He has been through this with me and all of us here at the network through the worst of times when he encouraged us back in the day to expand instead of retract in the middle of whatever we're calling that recession, depression. I don't know what we call 7, 8, 9 and then 10, but whatever it is, this is somebody that understands the world of possibilities are a thought. An emotional charge, not just that thought, because thoughts, you got to fire them up. You got to fuel them up with something. That is where you are. You're just a step away. He is a master life coach. He's a best-selling author. He works with people that if I said their names, you would know them. He understands relationships, marriages, you name it. And mostly why? Because he knows what it's like to be on the downside of up. David, it's great to have you. Welcome to the show.
Pat, great opening, and I'm always excited to be back with you. You know, something that you said that I'm just going to paraphrase, I think it's really important to double down on this, is that you know, with this pandemic that we're going through that's affecting people at every level possible, what we forget about is that one of the greatest traits human beings have is adaptability to change. I mean, we have adapted over the years at one tragedy after another. We've come through it, but we've always done it via adaptability, not sitting back and complaining. And, you know, one of the reasons we're doing a free webinar, Pat, is that we've seen so many people now that are the, you know, the Monday morning quarterbacks. Monday morning quarterbacks regarding the pandemic, the presidential race, the racial injustice. You know, they're sitting there arguing, bitching, complaining, but they're not doing anything. There's no solutions to it. It's just that I want you to believe my side. And what we're doing with this webinar, which is free, is saying there is no sides. You know, like, drop the nonsense. Let's start being proactive. Let's look at some tips that we can all take financially, meditation, contemplation, exercise, relationship tips, career tips. You know, right now, and you know this, Dr. Pat, there are people making more money than they've ever made in their life because they're creative as hell. They're not buying into the mass consciousness insanity that you can't be successful during a pandemic. And they're out there kicking butt. The rest of us, we need to catch up with these all-stars, Pat. We need to be doing what they're doing and drop the beliefs that we're handcuffed, that we can't do anything good, that my vote doesn't count, that my voice doesn't count. And we need to get proactive and start doing some stuff that we're going to share on the webinar.
Well, let's just be very clear about one thing. Let's just be very clear about the last thing you said. For people to still believe their vote doesn't count today, it's the most difficult thing for me to wrap my mind around, because I've been through, oh my gosh, I've been through elections where I really believe that. I just believe my vote's not going to count. It's just not going to count. It doesn't matter, my little teeny vote, but everyone's action and pledging to vote. Now, I'm not talking about pledging to vote for who you think I vote for. No. But voting is one of the few things we have that takes us to a place of at least knowing we had something to say. Let's talk about the other things you mentioned, because they fit right along with this. A lot of times we don't think that we have what it takes to take that next action. And I'm not kidding, David. When I said back in 2010, 09 and 10, 09 was one of the hardest years of my life. I was at my absolute worst with, you know, my illness. It was on the mend, but I went through a period where, like you say, sometimes you got to get worse before you get better. 14-year relationship ended. We had the worst economic situation. And a voice said to me, and then lined people up for me to do this, start a network. What? What?
Yep.
Do a free webinar. What is it? And I know you've done this before, though, David. What is it about this energy that is moving you forward that so inspires you?
Pat, I think one of the things is I chose a career 40 years ago. We've just celebrated our 40th anniversary. You know, I chose a career that I loved. I didn't choose it to make money. I've been very blessed financially, but that's not the reason I chose it. And as I've adapted, I mentioned earlier, you know, one of the greatest human experiences we have is adaptability to change. What I did in 1980 when I started, I do 5% of my work is that now, sports psychology. That's how I got into the world of general counseling, as I started out in sports psychology. But then I got bored, Pat. In 1989, I got bored as hell and I wanted to do something different. So I went into general counseling, and then I went into radio, and then I went into TV, and I continue to adapt. And so how do I stay so inspired is that I'm only doing stuff I love. You know, I'm only doing work that thrills me. As a matter of fact, about 5 weeks ago, I wrote a brand new book in 2 days that comes out in 3 weeks. In the pandemic, people are going, how are you inspired to write a book in 2 days? How are you inspired to do webinars? And I go, it's quite easy. I'm not going to sit down and wait for this thing to end. Who knows when it may end? I don't have a clue. No one has a clue. So am I going to wait until times are better? It's like in 2009 when you decided to start a network. Yeah. Same thing, right? Like, we are inspired, Pat, through our own internal guidance, you and I. Anyone can do this, but you've got to drop the crap. You've got to remove, like what we say in our philosophy is remove first, add second. Remove your crap relationships to bring in a nice relationship. Remove your crap career path to bring in something that inspires you. Remove the fast food and the alcohol and the drugs and all that nonsense in order to bring in the real you. Now, you know, as a former alcoholic and cocaine addict, I can tell you I've been creative my whole life, but it's never been at the level since I got sober, right. You know, and you know the path, Pat.
I know, this is my 30th year.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and so what we have to do is we've got to look inside. People who are inspired today are inspired because they're happy with themselves. And, you know, it's not that my life is perfect. I'm putting up with the same crap everyone else is. I just choose to remove myself from mass media. I choose to remove myself from social media posts that aren't positive and supportive. I choose to remove all that stuff so David Essel can stay clear, clean on my path to do my life's work.
You know, one of the things I want to talk to you about is let's talk about the removal process for a minute, because you're absolutely right about it. So the first time I went to my naturopath in 2005, when I first met Dr. Darvish, who basically helped me save my life. When I walked out of there, she said, remove everything white from your food. What? That was number one. Remove every part of this from your food, gluten. Like, that's it. I'm like, glutton? What's that? No. She's right. Like, gluten. I'm like, I don't even know what that is. What is that? But I found out and I removed it. And what happened to my body is exactly like what you're talking about. There may be some discomfort from changing those ways, right, David? We're not saying if you remove something like a crap relationship, let's just say that, if you remove it, we're not saying that you're going to wake up the next day and you're going to be like, oh, baby, I love it. I have no relationship. We're not. Because you also provide the tools and the support for people to know what to do next. I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about the name of my book, but also what I've learned. And Eckhart Tolle and I had a very interesting chit-chat about this, albeit not face-to-face. I would have loved to have it face-to-face. When I said, listen, I love the whole Power Now thing. I mean, I met Ram Dass a bunch of years ago, be here now. But I said, I got to tell you, I'm just feeling the power of next. Because right now, I'm grieving all the things that David Essel told me right here that I need to get rid of. Mm-hmm. So for the moment, we're going to take you on a journey that you probably are thinking, that's not what I heard. That's not what people said. That's not what's in the law of attraction. That's not what I read by dot, dot, dot. We're going to tell you that this is the time to focus on the power of next, but not in isolation. When we come back, we're going to talk about what the webinar is, how it is, what it's going to bring to you, what you're going to love about it. And for you all, please know this. You do not have to be alone. I wasn't alone in 09. I had people like David I could lean on. And I'm telling you, if I didn't have those people, I know I wouldn't be here. I know it. I may not even be on the planet. When we come back, David's going to unleash the webinar for our time. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? you, we created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Is your mind running the show with thoughts bouncing around your cranium like a jet-propelled ping pong ball? You can't focus or relax. Quieting your mind is key to having a sense of inner peace and to being able to access your inner wisdom. So how can you quiet that racing mind? Just breathe. Sit with eyes closed and breathe in slowly, filling your lungs to capacity. Then gently and fully exhale. Repeat 10 or more times. I assure you, at the end of this exercise, your mind will have slowed and your body relaxed. You'll be better able to access your inner wisdom, guiding your personal evolution to becoming your highest and best self. I'm Carrie Kadombi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com.
Divine Transmissions Radio with host Lisa Marie. Tune in every Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Lisa Marie, Shakti Ma, helps you to reach deeper levels of the self and create a powerful space of healing, learning, and transcendence. Divine Transmissions Radio. For more information, visit ShaktiMa.net. That's ShaktiMa.net.
Hey, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Look, David Essel is joining me again because he has, as usual, he is responding to the healing that is needed during this pandemic, whether it's relationships or attitude or finances or health or career or anything else. You know, one of the other things is there is loss, and we know there's loss. You know, we know from our perspective, because we've been touched by it, that people have made their transition. They're no longer on this planet. You know, parents of friends, teenagers who are not the same anymore because they thought they would have a COVID party. And out of the blue, they're not getting better. Young people. But in the end, there's never been anything quite like this. There's never been anything quite like this political cycle either, you know, and what we're hearing and what we're seeing. It's hard to make a decision about what you should believe or not believe. But in the end, it is the true freedom you have, the freedom to choose. So today, we're thrilled to have David join us on the show because he decided to take action. He decided to create a special live webinar on September 1st. And in this, it is one of the most incredible opportunities to heal whatever it is that you have to let go of. And it is the delete button on steroids, pretty much. David, how do people find out more about this?
Now, Pat, what you're saying is so right on. If they just go to our website, they can sign up. Now, you have to sign up early in advance, so we have time to send you the Zoom link. But they just need to go to talkdavid.com, T-A-L-K-David.com, and they can sign up for the free webinar coming up in just a short period of time here.
Yeah.
What we want people to know is that, Pat, and things that you already know to be true, we have more personal power than we could ever believe when it comes to dealing with trauma. You know, over the last 40 years and working with people that have been raped and left for dead, working with people that have been incestually raped by their father from the age of 10 to 21. These, I'm just giving a couple examples. These two women have come back strong. You know, even though they were seriously molested, seriously raped, we were able to help them to release the past trauma and to move forward. So during this webinar, listen, if we can do it for them, we can do it for you, right? We can help you grieve. We can help you let go. As I mentioned earlier with Dr. Pat today, we need to let go first. So during the webinar, we're going to be evaluating what relationships, what habits, what belief systems do we need to start letting go so we can bring in healthier patterns, habits, and people to fill this time during the pandemic. one thing that I'm going to be doing a lot of work during the webinar with Pat is called emotional regulation.
Yeah.
Very fancy psychotherapy tool that says when we learn that we have options to deal with anger, rage, disappointment, low self-confidence, low self-esteem, we have options emotionally to deal with this. And we're going to go through a ton of them. Because when you're going through the pandemic and you're stressed financially, relationships, maybe your addictions have ramped back up. There's a lot of people whose addictions are going off the charts right now. You know, alcohol sales have been broken. The records are being broken every month compared to a year ago. So we know there's a lot of people suffering, Pat. And we want this to be a vehicle to change. You know, it's only an hour out of your life. It's free. Come and join us. Look at what tools that we can give you. Emotional regulation, contemplation. You know, this is one of my favorite tools to talk about is something that you only hear in monasteries basically these days. And that is, what is the power of contemplation during stressful times? How do we use it on a daily basis? So we're going to go through all of these different ideas. I mentioned earlier, Pat, about career and people making money right now. Hey, if you're struggling financially, join us because we're going to talk about creative opportunities for you maybe to start making the money you want to make that you haven't yet. I think if there's a word that would summarize this webinar, it's hope. Yeah. We want to fill people's hearts, minds, and soul with hope. Hope that you can learn during this pandemic how to deal with emotions better. Hope that you can maybe even save a relationship. Hope that you can start creating the income that you desire. Maybe decrease anxiety, decrease depression, decrease the stress response. So it's all about hope. There isn't an area of life we're not going to cover during this webinar. And we want people engaged, Pat. We want to welcome as many people in so that you can feed off the energy of others that will be on the webinar. And there may be a tip or two that I give that could be golden for your life today.
One of the things that, you know, we are faced with now is we are faced with hurdles. Let's talk hurdles. Because there are hurdles that we're thinking about that are in the realm of what we can do and not do. And then there are hurdles which are outside of the realm of what we have control over. And yet sometimes we see those hurdles and think, no way that I'm going to be able to have any input. I'm not going to be able to change anything. I'm not going to be able to do anything. And that to me was one of the greatest lessons that I have learned in my life is how to stare the eyes, the dark eyes of defeat, how to stare them straight on, right? How to stare right into those eyes and make a decision whether I was going to accept them or not. And this is really the point of evolution for us, because we have an opportunity to not just evolve, to unite together ourselves for ourselves, but I have seen more people, David, out in the world helping other people like what you're doing. I have seen more people step out and basically declare that they are taking care of themselves, but they're going to go down and they're going to volunteer at places. Let's talk about this interesting energy.
Yeah.
But we've seen this before in this country. We've seen this.
Yeah, this is not abnormal, Pat. You know, it's one of the greatest things about America is that people will rally to help individuals who are the underdog. And it happens every day. We're seeing it. You know, we want to be part of the solution. We want to help people that are struggling. So we're doing our webinar. But there's millions of other people out there doing very similar things. If you're too tuned into the national media, you're not going to pay attention to what Pat and I are saying right now. If you're ensconced in the riots and the presidential insanity and all the pandemic news, and who knows, 99% of it could all be false. I don't know. I don't listen to it anymore. And my life is much better for it. But if you're ensconced in the media, you're not going to be looking for change. You're not going to be looking for positive stories. You're not going to be looking for hope. You're going to be looking to debate. You're going to be looking to try to get people to think like you. if you can remove the media from your life, then you're going to give yourself a chance to grow, to change. But I said this the other day, you know, I got off of media around June 1st. So it's been a couple months. I haven't read any reports. I have not a clue of what's going on. I don't really care, Pat, because I only care about helping people and doing the work I'm doing. But I will tell you this. I have not heard from anyone that I've missed a damn thing since June 1st, Pat. I have not heard people go, oh, my God, you didn't hear this happen. There's been nothing I've missed, Pat. And I'm happier than heck not being engaged in the media, other than positive media like you.
Yeah. You know, for me, one of the things I'm looking at is I'm looking at my obligation to stay informed, right? My obligation to stay informed. And what that means to me is when I do interviews with you, I am on top of pretty much what you're doing. I don't know the details, but in any given week, you know, there are so many people I am honored to be talking with. And so every once in a while, I'm like the groundhog. Every once in a while, I got to poke my head up to see what's going on in the media. And to make some decisions about what I believe. What do I believe? Who am I going to look? Voting. Who am I going to vote for? Do we even know where my ballot boxes are in the state of Washington? I know our governor came out yesterday and talked about something, and I haven't caught up with it yet. But do I know these tiny moments of empowerment that are in front of me? Can I see them? Can I make them happen? Can I help somebody else make them happen? You know, maybe there is a way to help other people. So I have to poke my head up like the groundhog. Hmm. Every once in a while, I got to poke my head up. Some days when I poke my head up, I think to myself, I need to get back in my hole. I need to get back in my hole. When we come back, the upside and the downside, coming out of your hole and get back into your hole. That's a big conversation. We'll be right back.
Message delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's Angel Messages, the number two, the letter U.com.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with Pet Communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit petcommunicator.com. It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amira Beth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit AmiraBeth.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. During this difficult and uncertain time, we might ask ourselves, how are we going to get through this? David Essel joining me here today. And I want to just mention to everybody, he is creating a special webinar on September 1st to heal. And so, I mean, of course, talkdavid.com, triple W, for those of you out there that like to put the triple W dot talkdavid.com. You'll be able to find information. I think Zach is also putting up the videos through our social media and Facebook Live. David, let's get down into this for a minute, because this is a perfect example. I was sharing a story with you during the break. I'm going to give everybody a short version. I got a call from a friend of mine who was asking me if I watched the DNC last night. And I said, you know what? I don't watch it. I tape it, because then I can stay on top of things, you know, as I would when the RNC, right? I tape them. I listen. What do I want to hear? She said, well, did you hear what your girlfriend did? And I thought, wow, my girlfriend. Didn't know I was dating. But if I was, I wonder who that would be. And I'm thinking through my list. So here's the thing. For a minute, our heads pop out like we're the groundhog. So we're a minute. And we just pop up, right? We got the head pop up. So we have this moment where we're above ground. Know that feeling, David?
Yes, I do.
Because we know what it's like to be below ground.
That's right.
And still breathing. Like, oh, it's horrible. But then we pop our heads up. So she says to me, did you, yeah, you know, your girlfriend from the Bronx. So I'm from the Bronx. And I said, oh, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Is that who you mean? AOC. Yes. What an outrage. Blah, 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 blah. Nominated Bernie. Blah, blah, blah. And I just said to my friend, whose head is above the ground for this, right? And I could just see the lawnmower coming. Like it's your, like your little head is popped up and every fear from every part of your being. And we talked about it. And what happened with her is she saw a glimmer of what she thought happened 4 years ago. And so her head's above ground. And here comes the power mower. That's it. But I answered her question. And I said, come on. Like, you got to know she was going to do something.
Sure.
And I said, but each of us has to face our fears right now. Her fear had to do with the election. I'm closer to how to help people get back to unemployment. This is me. I'm closer to the 522% increase in alcohol consumption online. I'm closer to how does a mom or a dad do their job from home and watch their child struggle for online. I'm even closer to the kids that don't have online. Hello, right?
Yeah.
Right. Not everybody has that.
Yeah.
But I'm also close to the very, very dear fact that we're living in a time where when we see somebody walk towards us that doesn't have a mask, some of us, not all of you, don't email me on the mask thing. It's we all have a choice. But when we see it, we get afraid. I don't know, David, if I can recall quite the same level of fear around something as we're seeing now. And this has to be healed. What do you think?
Yeah, when you talk about health and you talk about a health challenge that you cannot see, that's what makes it so fearful. You know, you can't see if someone is as contaminated or not. You can't see the droplets coming out of their mouth and are they coming closer to us? You know, so when you can't see these things, you're going to be fearful. I think, you know, I'm going to go back to the same answer that I always give, Pat, and that is when we have fear and we sit in it, we're sunk. When we have fear and we act into the fear, we have a really good chance of healing. So when you're talking about your friend who has the fear of 2016, the very first thing that, you know, you and I would say to that person is get involved.
Yeah.
If you're not nervous, get on the phones, go volunteer your time, call 10 hours a day, whatever you need to do.
Or call my girlfriend, AOC.
Yeah, that's
right. I didn't know you were dating. But you could do that. You know, you could call her and you could express yourself, right?
Yeah. And even better though, because that now we're doing the, you know, I'm going to pee on you and you're going to pee on me thing, because AOC is not going to change because your friend calls her.
I know. I'm sorry. That was my New York side right there, Dave.
But I would say instead of doing that, like get engaged from a positive perspective, get engaged to get more people to vote, get engaged to do something that is moving forward versus just complaining or, you know, a piss contest. Get engaged. And this has everything to do with what we're going to be talking on the webinar. We're going to say to people, hey, if you're, you know, Pat, as a counselor in the last 60 days, we have had more couples signing up. They're on the verge of divorce. I had two last night that just signed up because they're considering going through a divorce. I'm glad they finally reached out to someone, whether it's me or another counselor. I'm just ecstatic that they're going, we have a problem and we need to do something about it, either heal it or get away from each other. But you can't stay in the sewage and expect to heal. You've got to do something proactively. So on the webinar, we'll talk about proactive steps for your mind, your body, your spirit, finances, career, relationships. You know, we want to give as much data out there so people feel that they have more of a locus of control, Pat. When you feel that you have more control of changing your life, not the life out there, but your life, we start to feel better. Procrastination becomes a thing of the past. We go, wait a second. I can get engaged with the racial issues. I can get engaged with the presidential issues. I can get engaged with whatever, as long as I'm not engaged with my mouth only, as long as it's not just me trying to convince someone that they're wrong and I'm right.
Right. Boy, that is, can we stay on this for a minute?
Sure.
All right. Sorry. We'll skip the next break. Let Benny, Zach, skip the, let's just talk about that right there. There are a lot of things that you and I just talked about here. Our heads are above the ground, even if, albeit for an hour. And we just talked about a number of things, which is real for people. You know, we're talking about a scenario in life where there are more unknowns than there are knowns, right?
Definitely.
There are some states that may be way ahead of the curve than others, but for the most part, there's still this block of unknowns. And it is in the unknown where we engage in, I really am from New York, and I really am from an Italian Latino family. So I will talk about my childhood experience of getting boxing gloves from my uncles at age 5, real boxing gloves. I didn't find out later, they were from the dude that lost, but they were real boxing gloves. And what I want to ask you about is what you just said. Can we find a way to heal so I don't have to be right because you're wrong? And you don't have to be right to prove me wrong. Can we find that place beyond, right? As Rumi said, you know, there's a field out there. How can you help us find that place?
Pat, it's not difficult. It's very simple, but it takes extreme effort. And that is this: we cannot worry about anyone but ourselves and how we engage. That's the answer. And I'm going to give you an example. So I don't go around talking about political. I don't go around talking about racial unless I'm doing a webinar to heal. You know, I'm doing a bunch of racial interviews on radio talking about what we need to do in order to bring the country back together. But it's all proactive. It's like, you know, I'm not blaming anyone, I'm saying, but we can do these 10 things. When it comes, the other day in the gym, and this has happened several times to me, there's guys that I've worked out with for a number of years, and they've all jumped on the conspiracy bandwagon. Whether we're talking about racial, presidential, pandemic, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I've run into the same thing.
Oh, it's crazy. So this one guy who I've known for a while, this is a couple of weeks ago, comes up and says, oh, you've got to see this. And I didn't know what he was going to show me. And so he started showing me all this conspiracy stuff. So I said, listen, you're really into this. I'm not at all. And so I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. I'm going to ask you to share that with people who have an interest, but don't ever come up to me again and share these videos with, I don't care if it's conspiracy on anything. Pat, he looked at me and he thought I was kidding. And I said, you think I'm kidding? He said, you must be. He said, you have to stay involved. You have to stay engaged. And I said, that's where you're wrong.
Yeah.
I said, you don't have to tell me what I have to do because that's making you feel right. And you're trying to make me feel wrong. I said, I feel great not being engaged with you right now talking about your videos. So I said, if you come up again and if you bring this topic up, just understand we won't be speaking anymore. 2 days later, because he's addicted, Pat, this is a sign of an addict. If you say to an addict, don't drink, and they drink, that's how powerful their addiction is. You and I both know that. If I say to someone, I'm not interested in those topics, and they continue to try to force it down my throat, then they're not listening or respecting me. So he came back up, and the minute he came up, he looked at me and I said, don't even go there. He goes, no. He goes, you got to see this.
Yeah.
And I said, this is the last words we're speaking, and I won't speak to him again, right? Now, am I angry? No, I'm not angry. I just have no interest and I have no patience for insanity.
I did the same thing on exactly this issue. I did the same thing on this particular issue.
Yeah.
And it was prevalent for us because people are talking about it. And the approach was, you got to do a show on it. You got to do a show on it. You got to do a show on it. And, you know, remember I said to you, I poke my head up every once in a while. Every once in a while, I poke my head up and I hear the latest conspiracy theory. And so whatever you want to call it, to some people, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's very real. But you just said something important. You know, we got to know when to hold them and we got to know when to fold them. And sometimes it has to do with the people in our lives where we have to say, that's not me. That's not me. Please don't show me that again. Please don't email that video to me again. Please don't do that again. And it's not a matter of being mad, but here's the thing. This is the thing. Oh my God, am I going to say this to you? I did a show on this the other day. I did a special half hour podcast. When you do it, they look at you as David Essel. And they're like, oh man, this dude is really serious. When I do it, they look at me and said, oh, there she is. Nasty. No. I swear, David, I actually have created an acronym for the word nasty. We actually have a video clip of this that, Zach, you should get your hands on and play. We created a little video loop on, are you a nasty club member? And when that guy said that to me, it's same issue. I don't know exactly what the video was or what they were asking you to look at, but it was the same idea. Why won't you look at it? You're closed-minded. And then out of his mouth came, you must be nasty. And I'm like, oh my God, dude, did you actually just call me that? And I said, you know, I'm going to email you my video clip that I created on this. So I actually created it because it's in our consciousness. And I tell you what, I laughed. I just had, and I thought to myself, David, I have to be willing to accept whatever somebody's going to call me for a healthy boundary that I create.
Amen, Pat.
Isn't
Amen.
That part of healing, though? Because if you're going to do a healing webinar on September 1st and help people, part of this is helping us heal that part of ourself that absolutely doesn't give us strength when we need it. What do you think about that? You're going to help us with strength?
We're being very codependent if we listen to conspiracy theories and we don't have an interest in them. So let's say that guy shared that with you and you go, well, I want to be a nice woman. I want to be cordial. I'll watch because I don't want to rock the boat.
You don't want me to be nasty?
Yeah, but instead you need to be nasty Pat, which you are. And that's good. I'm glad that you're nasty Pat. We need more nasty Pats. But Pat, let me say something about this because you brought up something really interesting regarding gender roles in society. A strong, opinionated man is called a strong, opinionated man. A strong, opinionated woman is called a bitch.
Or nasty.
Or nasty. So we have to look, that's societal stuff. That has nothing to do with you, Pat. It has nothing to do, you know, that's the mass consciousness ridiculousness of our society. A strong, independent woman should be respected for her opinion as a strong, independent woman. AOC, whether you agree or disagree with her, who cares? She's strong. I like that. I like the fact that she's not codependent. I like the fact that she's an independent thinker. I like that. Now, I'm not saying I agree or disagree with her because right. I don't comment on politics. But I think when you have a strong self-confidence and strong self-esteem, you will start making decisions during the pandemic, which is what our webinar is going to help you with, to make this an easier ride. It won't be simple, but we can make it easier. We can be more proactive if we're going to follow the tips we're going to give on September 1st. I want people to be independent, like you and I, Pat. Someone comes up and shows you something you're not interested, say no, thank you. That's not being crude. That's not being rude or nasty. That's being an independent human being that knows what's good for my mind, my heart, my soul. What's not good for my mind, heart, and soul is the insanity of all these conspiracy things. So I stay away. Now, if you are into those things and you don't ever try to convince anyone else to be into them, that is the pathway. Now you're an independent conspiracy addict. Good. At least you're independent and you're not trying to get everyone else to join you.
Yeah. Or you're not holding somebody else wrong wrong is the only word I can think of. There's another word. I'm sure it's a fancy word. But you're not holding somebody as less than because they won't side with you on something.
That's right.
And right now, I mean, you know this, you're working with people in relationships. I work with people in relationships. I work with people in jobs. And, you know, the number one thing that comes up seems to be how frequently throughout a day in any meeting, the emotional trigger of disagreement comes up. You know, a friend of mine put it like this. I say black, they say white. I say white, they say black. I say cookie, they say soda. And if there is this energy right now that also has to be healed. And here's what I think it is, David, and I'd love to hear from you. It is the sense of, I have kind of been set apart. I'm home. Maybe I'm sheltering in place. I haven't been heard. I'm not being heard. And so the minute we have an opportunity to be heard, the emotional side of ourselves gets unleashed. And we're not talking about that much. We're not talking about that groundhog's head that pops up and it's every emotion you've been feeling for the past 3 months that shows itself at a staff meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
Here comes the lawnmower. Like when you say it to your boss, right? Here comes the lawnmower.
We, you know, one of the terms I'm going to be talking about on the free webinar is, I mentioned emotional regulation, but I also want to talk about disengagement. The most powerful people in the world understand that they can agree to disagree with you. They can agree to disagree without emotion. They can agree to disagree because of the fact that you have an opinion that's different than theirs, but they don't get emotionally riled up. Those are people that have good emotional control. They've learned how to disengage. They, you know, if someone starts to get heated, they back off. If someone doesn't agree, they just back off. It's not that they back off and lose. They just go, it's not worth me getting all riled up over this conversation. So they may even let their friend win.
Yeah.
Because if you let your friend win in an argument, you're the one who wins, okay? It's like you allow them to walk away thinking that they're brilliant, they're great, they're fantastic, fine. As long as you don't get emotionally engaged and you don't get angry, frustrated, create all kinds of resentments, you have just won.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, David, one of the things I know you're going to talk about in this webinar, and again, I want to make sure everybody knows when it is. So let's give people some details right now.
Yeah.
I know it's on September 1st. Give folks time and how they can access it. And please let them know that it is free.
Yeah, it's absolutely free. It's September 1st, a Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time to 7 p.m. Eastern time. So it's 1 hour long and they have to register in advance. It doesn't cost a penny. But just go to talkdavid.com, and you can register there. And we'll be starting right on time and we'll be ending right on time. So make sure you jot down September 1st, Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 1 hour, a free webinar on how to move through the pandemic with grace, with success, with more inner peace. That's what you're going to walk away with.
Yeah. And I know this about David because I've been on his webinars. He really means it. They do start on time and they do end on time. And they're always amazing. David, I want to kind of swing back around to the purpose for why you and I are talking. One of the reasons we're talking today. I mean, clearly in this short program, we've only touched upon a number of things. You work with people and I work with people. And I have this mechanism where I start to realize what hurts my heart, right? You know, what is it that's hitting my heart? Now, I don't always say, oh my God, that hurt my heart. No, usually I have a different kind of emotional reaction. Here's what we're not talking enough about, and I'd love for you to bring it around for us. We talk a lot about our thinking. We talk a lot about thoughts. We talk a lot about don't do this, don't think this. We're not talking enough about what we're feeling, right? Or what the emotion is. You know, we're not talking about the pileup that's happening, right? And, you know, most people are trying to control it. Other people contributed to that 522% increase in online alcohol sales. Can you talk in these last couple minutes we have left about what you'll cover in the webinar to help people understand where they are with their accumulation of emotions?
Yeah, you know, the feeling stuff is so important, Pat. And yet I'm going to say most of us are in complete denial of what we're really feeling. I don't think a lot of people really have sat down and said, what's creating my insomnia, my anxiety, my depression? What's creating the craving for more alcohol, more sugar, more nicotine, more pot? Well, what's creating it is submerged emotions. If we're not in touch with what we're feeling and we're not processing those emotions, we're going to reach out for some type of a substance to numb them. Television is a great number. Political talk shows, great numbing. I mean, it's going to get you riled up, but it's going to numb you down because you're not being independent. One of the greatest things we've got to be concerned with here during this time, Pat, is that are we independent or codependent? Now, here's something fascinating. I did an article and I've done a bunch of interviews recently on nonconformists in America versus conformists. Here's something really incredible. The conformists in America are engaged in conspiracy theory battles. They're engaged in political conspiracy theory battles, pandemic conspiracy theory, racial. In other words, what used to be nonconformist before the pandemic, now all these people that have to have the answers and have to argue and have to be right, that's the conformist. The nonconformists aren't watching the crowd. The nonconformists are making a difference in the world, Pat. The nonconformists are hosting shows like yours to say, hey, we can do something different than argue. We can do something different than tear each other apart. The nonconformists are actually the ones with the answers, solutions to what we're going through, Pat. The conformists are sucked into the mass consciousness. They're believing what they watch. They're believing what they read without questioning. You know, that's the thing that kills me is that we've got so many people that are taking these outrageously strong stances, but they don't know both sides of the equation. They've never read the other side of the equation, you know? So what we want to do with this free webinar is say you have a choice and we're going to give you a ton of options where you can be healthier, happier, less stressed, less argumentative. September 1st, talkdavid.com. Sign up today for the free webinar. We want you there.
Oh my God. I love that you're doing this, David. And you know, part of this too, for me, as I look back and I speak to people that call, you know, and ask questions of me is that, you know, I've been through so much in my life and I've had to look on the both sides and I don't always have the answer, but I think where I am now in my life, I've gained a little bit of wisdom to know there's more than one side. And some days I might decide to poke my head up above ground like the groundhog and then look a couple ways to make sure the lawnmower is not coming so that I can see another person's perspective and then truly decide. David, yeah. Thank you for all you're doing to help people. Thank you for the webinar. Thank you for understanding that healing is a requirement to the next transformation. Thank you so much, David.
Pat, love you.
Love you too. Hey, everybody, talking about healing. Yeah, the healing hour is coming up next. We'll be right back.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.